every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jackman. Mike McDowd is off today. I believe he's on assignment. And at each commercial break, we are going to ask a trivia question. Now, last time, I think, Russell, you were on assignment, so you missed the periodic table of elements question.
I'm so glad. I've probably done pretty good with that. Do you remember Tom Lehrer's element song? He sings the entire Elements song, the entire periodic table of the elements, to the modern Major General.
Oh, okay, I like that.
I have to, during the break,
I'll play that for me. In fact, I even have this one. You better get, just because you're into the computer more than most people, so you'll know this one. In fact, you might actually know all three of these. They're all different kinds of questions. So okay. We're recording this show on the Monday right after we had two fairly exciting football games to see who gets into the Super Bowl.
I think the NFL was very lucky to have the Rams-Seattle game as the second game. Because if the New England-Denver 10-7 game was the second game, people would have fallen all over, fallen asleep on it everywhere.
Well, especially with the snow, it was going to get even worse.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So this is basically a rematch of, was it the 2014?
Right, which was the total blowout, as soon as it started, it was a complete disaster.
Well, that's the one where Russell Wilson threw the interception to Butler in the end zone. Remember? That's why New England.
Because I just remember the start of that game when Manning,
You're thinking of the
Denver. Denver.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Russell Jackson. Again, Mike McDowell will probably be back next week. That'll be the week in between the Super Bowl.
I know, dead week. A reminder. Except it's not so dead because we've got the Olympics coming up. So the Winter Olympics coming up. So we'll have that to at least, you know, whet our appetites. And we'll be talking about... And I do want to know, what is your favorite Winter Olympic sport?
I think I've liked the big ski jump. You know,
the giant.
Ski jump. Yeah, especially you know after the guy who did the agony of defeat.
Yes, and Eddie the Eagle. From, you know, remember Eddie the Eagle from England? He was a guy that had, like, never ski jumped before. He was, like, just doing it to represent England in it. Because England has never had any, like, great skiers.
Was that the guy who did the boom, 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 bam?
No, yeah. He spun around and then, yeah, crashed.
Oh, I didn't know.
That wasn't the guy from the Wide World of Sports, though. That's a different
guy. No, that's what I'm talking about. It's a Wide World of Sports one, you know.
Yeah, no, that's some other guy. That's some guy from Italy, I think, or something like that. But gotcha. Eddie the Eagle, he was, like, just terrible, but he was, like, a folk hero for England because he was, like, the only English ski jumper.
You remember? Did you see that movie, Cool Runnings?
Yeah. Yes, that's bobsled. That was the bobsled. The Jamaican bobsled.
Yeah, that was, I guess, you know, kind of maybe loosely built on a true story, but very, very cool. I liked it.
Yeah.
In fact, interesting, I saw a movie on an airplane. I was going to New York a couple of weeks ago, and it was called The Senior. And it was based on the true story of a guy at age 59.
Yeah, I've heard about that, but it seemed corny, though. I mean, that had Michael Chiklis in it, right?
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I don't know anything about him, but he did a decent job. And I mean, it's based on the true story that he, at 59 years old, made the college Division II team. And then it's kind of neat the way they ended it. It's a clean movie, so you know, it's for the family. But I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. I'm wondering from a fan standpoint, you know, and then all the people who like betting and watching and all that kind of stuff. you know, these two markets, New England, I got to think is a big market for football, but Seattle, yeah, not so much, especially without Russell Wilson. Now, Darnold.
You say that, but they're only a two-sport town, so that's one thing.
Yeah.
You know, so fans can focus on, and Seattle also carries like most of the Northwest, so people in Idaho are Seattle Seahawks fans. Oregon has a lot of Seahawks fans. And there's even some folks in that shallow part of Canada who are Seahawks fans. And so they draw from a pretty good... I mean, Seattle is a pretty major media market. And, you know, the NFL didn't complain when Russell Wilson was winning title, you know, won a title there and so forth. But the guy who must be punching a hole in the door... must be Pete Carroll. Carroll must be really, him and Geno Smith must be drinking at a bar somewhere together saying, that was our team. A year ago, that was their team. And they didn't do squat with it.
But,
and now the team. Tyler Lockett and DJ Metcalf are also kicking themselves in the butt thinking, were we really the reasons why we couldn't win a Super Bowl? Why we couldn't get to a Super Bowl?
You know, and Metcalf, I mean, he's got a lot of talent, but there it seems like...
But is he in a Super Bowl? No.
No. But I mean, a lot of guys are talented, but, you know, it's not a one-man show. But he seems like he's got, you know, like he had that issue with the fan in Pittsburgh, and he got, you know, suspended. He just, his head doesn't seem to be quite in the game. Like, you know, people who... don't have issues. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Nobody says anything like that about Nacua, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Who doesn't want to see Nacua? Yeah, that's a very good example. And then
I guess New England fans don't, and Rams fans don't like Nacua, but, you know.
Well, no, Rams fans love Nacua.
I mean, Najigba. I was thinking Najigba. Sorry, I got mixed up with Najigba. And also Cooper Kupp. They're probably not big fans of Cooper Kupp, who was a Ram for all those years, switches over to Seattle. And
in his case, though, it wasn't him asking for the trade, though, was it?
I think he went as a free agent.
Oh,
I don't think he was traded. I think his deal came up. He wanted to stay in L.A. They wouldn't offer him the money. They said he was old. And he went as a free agent over to Seattle. And Seattle paid the money, and it paid off.
Yeah. So Sam Darnold, I remember him with the Jets. He had a little stint with the 49ers, and then Minnesota was kind of his big thing. But
I've only been to one 49er game at Levi's Stadium, and that was the one game that Sam Darnold started for the 49ers.
And
it was against the Rams, and we lost. So I am a little bitter that Sam Darnold, in the one game that I get to go to Levi's Stadium, and the one time that I get to see a 49ers game and get to see him play, he lost for us. Well, to be honest with you, Jake Moody lost that game and missing a field goal and an extra point in that one. That was the final game of the season.
So, Seattle looked, you know, I mean, well, I was going to say they looked good against the 49ers, but I'd say the 49ers looked terrible against.
You of all people watch plenty of Looney Tunes, right?
I used to.
Wile E. Coyote could run off the cliff, right? And he would do fine until he looked down.
Yeah, that's right.
And the 49ers finally looked down with Seattle and realized that they had run off the cliff, there was nothing underneath them, and they just took that giant fall right off the cliff and down into the ravine, and you see the little down at the bottom of the ravine from when he hits the ground. It just, there was, I mean, but the fact is, if all that had happened in that game was the opening kickoff was returned for a touchdown, that would have been enough to beat the 49ers.
Yeah, because
they would have lost 7-6, and that would have been maybe even as heartbreaking as the loss that they suffered.
Probably, yeah. And then with the Rams, you know, the guy muffs a punt. You know, I can only, you know, the whole game's not based on that one play, but you know, I'm sure that kind of goes through that poor kid's.
Oh yeah. Mind. Yeah. No, it's a big moment and you'll be remembered by Rams fans for all of that. Yeah. Although, you know, LA has had so many titles now with the Dodgers, you know, yeah. I don't feel sorry at all for the city of Los Angeles. They've had their celebrations. So, you know, let's
look what would have happened if the Rams got in. The Wolin, I think his name was, he taunted on a fourth down from, you know, and then the next play he gets, I don't want to say he got burned, but the touchdown comes against him. I mean, can you imagine? That's why on the sidelines, the his teammate kind of chewed him out a little bit. You know, all forgiven because they made it to the Super Bowl.
But, yeah, but he does that in the Super Bowl. That's going to be super costly. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't make a mistake like that. It's bad enough to do it in an NFC Championship game, but, and then
Jake may do well. Okay, wait. Hey, let's go to our first commercial break here. All right. You better get this one. Now, I wouldn't get it because I'm not as much of a computer guy as you are. What does URL stand for? I figured I'd give you a softball question. Again, me not being the big computer guy, I think it stands for URL.
URL, yes. URL, all right. Yes.
Like, Kevin, you're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman. Next week, we're expecting Mike McDowell to come back, and he'll probably have a good guest with us. That's what we're expecting. All right, first softball question is not about softball.
It's not about softball.
Softball question, though, for Mr. Russell Jackman, who is quite the aficionado when it comes to computers.
Well, I have a computer consulting business, so it's, call computer consulting services.
What does URL stand for?
It's now, I'm not sure if it's universal or uniform resource locator. I think it's universal.
No, it's uniform.
It's uniform. I said one of the two.
That's true. Well, I mean, how many U's are there that,
And when you're talking web, I was thinking, no, maybe it's universal because it's web, but uniform resource locator, which again,
World Wide Web. So there we go. We're even.
Right. Right.
All right. So Derek May, isn't he? He's kind of a local guy for us here, isn't he?
Let's see. I'm trying to remember what, but I do know that as I said, if they had shown that second half, if they reversed the time frame on those games, it would have been just awful to try to sit through a 10-7 football game in deep snow. And yeah, you're right. Could have been even worse.
Yeah, I mean it was amazing how, like, from the third quarter on, things just completely changed. That weather pattern was just ridiculous.
You know,
it's a good thing that they're not having the Super Bowl. Do you remember when the Giants beat New England in the one outdoor game they had? They made it.
David Tyree.
Derek Tyree against the helmet. Now, that was Super Bowl, I believe, 2008, maybe. Can you imagine if they tried that this year? Another outside. I mean, there it is going to be, quote, outside because it's Levi Stadium.
Yeah, it is. But it's not. Yeah, there isn't going to be any snow, but there could be rain as part of it. We're going to get rain like in a couple of days, and who knows? What the time's going to be. The time frame. It's going to be, the weather's going to be like a couple. But, I mean, you always take that. Look, they've held the Super Bowl in New York, when it could have snowed. So, I don't know. I mean, there is a lot to be said about, like, picking one city and just making one city a designated location for it, But
New Orleans, you could build,
a real.
Except that if the Saints get in, then it's kind of a little unfair.
We almost had the Niners in as, home field advantage of it. It's such a big dog and pony show for the NFL to have the Super Bowl come to town. But it also does take a lot of infrastructure to handle the massive crowds that come in.
Oh, yeah.
And to have, everybody be able to, the hotel and the, police department, has to work overtime to make sure crowd control. It's a little bit different because, like, here, and people who aren't from San Francisco don't realize that Levi Stadium is a good hour's drive away from San Francisco and really in almost a completely different city than what you have in San Francisco. It's not in downtown, but they have a lot of like events going on in downtown San Francisco that relate to the Super Bowl.
Well, when I went to Lee Steinberg's party, when they had the Super Bowl 50, I guess it was in downtown San Francisco.
Right. So I plan on going to see some of that stuff and check that out, because I think after this, it's probably going to be a very long time before another Super Bowl happens in the Bay. It's just, when you think about it, 30 cities, right? I mean, it's going to say, they're probably not going to have it in Jacksonville anytime soon. Sorry, Mike. They're probably, unless the place gets a new stadium kind of thing. Yeah. They usually. Yeah, I mean, but what I'm saying is that before they make it back to San Francisco again, they've got to go to so many other cities where they haven't had one.
It was it was 10 years, right?
Yeah, it was 10 years, but kind of like as a way to sort of pay back, you know, Levi Stadium and all that stuff. But, you know, I would think that it will actually get, you know, there's so many other cities that are going to want it. Vegas is going to want it again, and it's a big property.
That would be,
you know, it's a lot of money.
How much do you think it'll cost to park close by? How much do you think it'll cost to park close by?
Oh, I'm sure that it's going to be like $200 or $300 because normally like $100 to park for a game. So it's, I can see it being three or four times the amount. And, you know, I saw a thing saying that tickets, I wanted you to guess. I'm sorry about my dog in the background there. If you, what is the most expensive ticket to the NFL per average in what team and how much do you think it is?
You mean for a regular game?
Yeah, for a regular game.
And where are we sitting? Team. Where?
Hold out total all the seats and then all the prices, and you came up with the average ticket price.
$300.
No. In fact, ironically, that's the 49ers per ticket cost. Oh, and that's among the middle of the league. So no. You what is your guess for most expenses now?
Most expensive, $650.
That's getting there. It's the Eagles that are like about $520 per seat.
How many people in Philadelphia can afford that?
That's something that a lot of people are going to be asking, you know, and but they're obviously, they had no shortage of seats, and because they just won the Super Bowl, lots of people re-upped their season's tickets because they want more of the same. And, you know, with the loss of the 49ers, people are extremely bitter about that. I didn't get to talk about that game on here because I was away for the, you know, that week when you guys had the show.
You think about it, Philadelphia, except for when Ron Jaworski in 1980 for that year against the Raiders that they lost, they hadn't been good since Norm Van Brocklin was with them.
Well, no, they had the year they won with Nick Foles.
No, I'm talking about you're right. I'm talking about like before this set.
Oh, yeah. Before that, yes, they were always – because Dallas and the Giants were the kings of the NFC East. Or for a while, so was Washington. You know, and Philadelphia was always kind of in the rearview mirror. You know, someone has to be the lesser of that conference. Now it's the Giants' turn, you know, to be the dregs of – and Washington isn't so great. And I don't know, with the way that Jerry Jones keeps interfering with Dallas, I'm not sure they're going to be good for any time soon. So it's kind of like –
Nick Prescott is a fine quarterback.
They do, but their defense is garbage. And we're realizing that look at three of the four teams that are in the NFL that made it to the conference final game. You know, New England, Denver, and Seattle all have crazy defenses. And Los Angeles, their defense isn't terrible, but it's not the function of their game. They're more offensive based. But of course, the two best defensive teams are the ones that are going to the Super Bowl.
Are you going to make a prediction? And then we'll ask you next week for another prediction.
I think Seattle's going to win.
Do you want them to win? That's a separate question, but I'm just kind of curious.
Not really.
See, here's the interesting thing. Because, you know, a lot of people for a while, you know, like they started hating Kansas City because they kept winning, and they were hating New England because they just kept winning all the time. But now it's a different team. Brady's not on it. They were terrible for a couple of years. And now you got this new kid, you know, Drake May. And then, you know, Vrabel used to play, and then he seems like a good coach. And so it's kind of
But they're really long-suffering fans, you know. I mean, they've had, lots of Super Bowls, and this will give them more Super Bowls than any other franchise in history. And that's so true. That, as a Niner fan, I still long for the days when the Niners were the team that had five Super Bowls and nobody else did.
And no losses.
Yeah, no losses. And that's changed.
Three losses? Two against Baltimore.
That's why I didn't want the Rams to win, because that was going to get too close to the, you know, the Niners 5 Super Bowls. They'd have 3. And I never thought the Rams would ever get to even 1 Super Bowl, let alone knock on the door for 3.
You know? That's right, because Kurt Warner won it for them, but they were St. Louis Cardinals, or St. Louis Rams back then.
No, they were back to... they were still St. Louis then. But yeah, as long as St. Louis Rams, it's been... I didn't like them any more when they were in St. Louis than I did when they were in Los Angeles. So,
or when they were in the Cleveland Rams back in the 50s.
Yeah, that goes back really far. That's more my uncle's territory when he had season tickets than when I was following. So, my uncle had season tickets to the 49ers for most of the 70s and all the 80s and into the 90s. And I went to many, many Joe Montana and Steve Young games.
The Cleveland Rams, though, that you're talking about the 1940s and 50s, aren't you?
Yeah, and my uncle had tickets when they were in the 50s in Kezar.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I hear what you're saying.
But I wasn't around for that.
My son-in-law is a big Bengals fan, and they live in Cincinnati, and my daughter went to one game this year, and her first game ever, and it was like 1 degrees, and they got smoked. They got shut out. It was the really? One terrible game. Okay, let me go to the second.
Where you go? We have to hurry up.
We've got a break coming up here. M&M's Fruit Chews would eventually become what popular candy? Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is. So you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids, located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Enjoy fewer crowds and the fall leaves at the Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa in beautiful Lake Tahoe, where it is the perfect time to be hiking. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplaces, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can also relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Call 800-448-448 4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com to make your reservations today. That's TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com. Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Russell Jackman. Second trivia question. M&M's fruit chews would eventually become what popular candy?
Well, again, this doesn't have anything to do with computers, so I was expecting...
Or the law.
So, I'm going to say Skittles.
No, you're close. Starburst.
Starburst, okay.
Starburst, fruit chews, yes.
Okay. That's pretty cool. Well, okay. When you said M&M's, I was thinking... You know, what's like Skittles or like that, but you know, it's interesting to know that. And I did not know that. And they're so different than M&M's. Do you know what I mean? They're Skittles are like M&M's, but Starburst is, you know, gummy and waxy and that's interesting that they're a byproduct of the M&M. I did not know that. But I did want to mention, because we were talking about football, is the passing of John Brody.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I always thought he was terrible. I mean, I'm sorry. But when I grew up, he was the quarterback for the 49ers. And they only had like one good year. Like 1971, and then they blew it but with the onside kick to Dallas, and then Dallas ended up winning the Super Bowl. But except for Gene Washington and maybe a couple other guys, just
Freddie Solomon.
Well, no, that was later.
Later, but he was one of the guys that would still play. Well, I was telling my daughter the entire O.J. Simpson story on her way to Matt. Yes, I was explaining to her who O.J. Simpson was, because she's like, wasn't he a guy that murdered some people and then, like, got away with it? And it's like, there's so much more to that story, you know. The next generation thinks of O.J. Simpson.
If you go back, you think about it. You know, he was with the Bills, and they were a terrible team, but he was awesome, just like Barry Sanders with the Detroit. And then, you know, he started doing all these movies and the Hertz commercial. I mean, he was on of his game.
I was saying everybody knew who he was. I said he was like LeBron James or Steph Curry. Everybody knew who O.J. Simpson was. Everyone, there's that Hertz auto commercial where he would run through the airport and jump over the luggage, you know?
Yep, that was Vern, remember Vern Glenn? In fact, I had lunch with Vern earlier, and it was so funny because he's kind of in between your age and my age, and he was talking to this one young lady, and he was mentioning about the Baltimore Colts, and she says, no, you mean the Indianapolis Colts? And he says, well, they used to be the Baltimore Colts, and she didn't believe him.
it's true, yeah. We'd hate to tell her about the Pittsburgh Iron Men. Anyway, but John Brody was, you know, a Bay Area native. He played his entire career, I think, for the 49ers, didn't he?
Yeah.
And, you know, God bless him. He played hard when the team around him was just terrible. I mean, it wasn't his fault that the defense.
I think he did one year, he did win the MVP.
Yeah. I mean, but the rest of the 49ers were just garbage. I mean, the ownership didn't take the Niners seriously, and they didn't have a winning tradition. And people don't remember that being a Niners fan in the 70s was actually an embarrassment. It was like being a fan of the Jets, or being a fan of the Jaguars. Well, not the Jaguars are not playing well, but like the Carolina Panthers, or the New York Giants.
Toward the end?
Yeah, they got better, but they didn't make the playoffs. So.
Well, let's say it this way, the 1976 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, although they managed to turn their thing, their franchise around too. And even New England. I mean, I was thinking about that, when I was growing up. New England was the biggest joke. I mean, do you remember when they went up against Chicago in that Super Bowl and just got blasted to smithereens? You know?
The Boston Patriots, but they had changed to New England.
Right.
prior to that, Steve Grogan was the quarterback, and that was where. But to me, that was the easiest bet, and that was one time I was in Vegas to watch the Super Bowl, and I bet. That was a lot of money for me back then. I bet $500 on Chicago, and I asked the guy at the ticket counter. I said, "What's the biggest bet you've seen? You know, this week?" And he goes, "Well, the guy just before you put $50,000 on New England." And I go, can he get his money back? He's going to get smoked, you know?
Wow, $50,000 in 80s money. That's more like about $200,000 now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man, I'm sure he wishes he had that money back now. He should have taken that $50,000 and put it in Apple, you know? Where he'd be now, you know?
Did I ever tell you my Apple story? I was in college in 1979, taking a computer class, which back then it was Fortran and COBOL, and it was not a fun class. And I remember this our professor saying, yeah, a couple of guys in a garage built a computer, and it's named after like a fruit, like a peach or an apple or something like that. And they're trying to make a go of going against IBM. And I remember saying out loud, it'll never work. You can't go against IBM.
That's a lot of people.
How I got humbled.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But, you know.
And let's talk a little NBA. You like the NBA?
Yes. Kind of.
So, let's see. We've got, weren't they talking about?
Well, we got Jimmy Butler while I was watching him, you know, on TV, and I was watching the satellite feed of it instead of the regular commercial feed because I was out of town. So I was watching, and you know, when Jimmy Butler went down with his ACL tear, yeah. I got to hear the like what was going on in the arena instead of the commercial, and all it was Jimmy Butler saying OF, 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 and just shouting at the top of his lungs. So I could hear like all of that. I was like, he's gone for the season, and it might be a career-ending injury for him. And it's just a terrible way for the Warriors to have to, you know, it was right after the 49ers got smoked by Seattle the night after. I was like, oh, at least it's Warriors season. And it's like, oh, no. You know, I don't know what it is about Bay Area athletes getting just devastating injuries. Yeah. But this year, the last like 12 months, have been just, and even for the Giants when they lost Chung Ho Lee when he ran up against the fence and destroyed his shoulder.
Yeah.
You know, it's just been one thing after another. I mean, all these like catastrophic injuries. Some people have.
I think they do it just to upset you.
Well, some people are saying that the Niners practice too close to a electric facility, like a place that generates these intense electrical waves. And that's weakening the bodies of the 49ers, making them susceptible. But, I mean, Kittle, you know, he wasn't playing in San Francisco when he got the ACL tear. You know,
No. I think what you just heard is true. It's the idea that if you practice and you do that, then you're it doesn't matter that you didn't get hurt at your own home field.
A 300-pound person falls on your ankle as it's Fred good. Warner. Doesn't matter where you practice, that's going to destroy your ankle. You know, you fall on your knee wrong, you know, it doesn't matter where you practice at. You fell on your knee wrong and you're out, you know. And same with Jimmy Butler, you know. But for his age and for what the Warriors need for him to be, I think it's the end of the line for him.
Is he? He's 37, I think.
Yeah, he is. And he's going to be out all of next year till mid-season. So it means he's going to miss all of training camp and maybe not be in decent shape to play at all till, like, after next year. It's the same with George Kittle. Those injuries happening at an awkward time makes getting into the next season almost impossible, and you have to almost wait two seasons before you're back.
Psychologically, when you come back, don't you get kind of, you know, the
of favorite? Course Of course. You look at the unfortunate situation of Klay Thompson, you know, when he had that season-long injury that he was working at. He was just days from coming back, and he tore a quad right before that, you know, just days before. And then had to sit on another season.
Jimmy Garoppolo had, you know, an injury, and he came back, and it's like he knew. He just kept favoring that one.
Yeah, he was never good after his he couldn't run at all, and he wasn't effective as a running, scrambling quarterback. Once that it was against, I think, Washington, he ran out of bounds, and he tore his knee up.
Yeah,
that's
backup to somebody. I think I remember seeing the number.
I don't
think
he's in the league anymore. I think he was in the Raiders. He was in the Raiders organization.
Oh, yeah.
They kicked him to the curb, and he's been.
I thought for some reason I saw it recently. I'll have to look it up. Okay, just for fun, I got a fun joke of the week. You ready? Here we go. Joe's wife bought a new line of expensive cosmetics guaranteed to make her look years younger. After a lengthy sitting before the mirror applying the miracle products, she asked, "Darling, honestly, what age would you say I am?" Looking over her carefully, Joe replied, "Well, judging from your skin, 20. Your hair, 18. And your figure, 25. "Oh, you flatter me," she gushed. He said, hey, wait a minute. He interrupted, I haven't added them up yet.
I was going to say, was that in dog years?
Yeah, dog year does. Got to add up all those years. Let's see here. We got about a minute and a half before we have to cut the break.
Okay. Yeah. No, I wanted to talk more about the NBA. So this year, the All-Star game is coming up. And they're going to go with USA versus the world this time around, which is something everyone has been telling, you know, Silver to do for, like, you know, the entire time he's been commissioner, and he's never listened. That's one positive thing. The negative thing is there's so many injuries going on right now. It's going to be interesting to see who competes for what, because
but the thing is, if let's forget the injuries, like, because maybe next year there won't be as many injuries, you know. I think it's kind of a neat idea, because, you know, some of the players who are on your team are going to be playing against you, which is fine. I mean, as long as it's all kind of in fun, but
it gives America rooting interest. It gives America, you know, a reason to tune in to see can American players stand up to what the rest of the world has to offer. I'm telling you, the rest of the world has a heck of a team to put together. And I'm not sure America does.
Yeah.
What? I'm sorry?
Jokic, you know?
I mean, Rudy Gobert, you know, they have a lot of big guys. Even like someone like Clippers. I'm trying to remember the Clippers center. That guy's pretty good too, and he's also from Europe. And then, of course, you could bring in, you know, Wembanyama, and Shea Gilgeous is not from the United States. He's from Canada.
Yeah, you know, that's almost like it. Okay, let's get to our last break here. You ready? Here we go. What guitarist notably performed on the Michael Jackson song Beat It?
Do you know this one?
See, I was wondering, if you know it, it's easy. If you don't, you go, really?
That's and kind of he's no longer with us, unfortunately.
No longer with us, yes, unfortunately. So I think you do know the answer to that. All right, audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We have some fun thoughts for the day. That's Russell's favorite part of the show.
Somehow, right? I make it through.
Somehow you make it through. All right, audience. Don't touch that thought. We're going to be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman. Any last words before I get into my thoughts of the
day?
Well,
yeah, I'm answering the trivia question.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
The man who brought us one of the greatest guitar jams ever.
Yes, what guitar performed on the Michael Jackson song Beat It?
And he performed one of the greatest solos ever, which is an intro to You Really Got Me, which is Eruption. And that is right. Edward Van Halen.
That is correct. And that is a phenomenal solo on Eruption. Yes, I know exactly which one you're talking about.
I'm a huge Van Halen fan. One of my greatest regrets is that I never got to see them perform live.
Well, there is a tribute band.
I know, it's not the same thing, though. I wish I had gone to see, they did the Unchained album over in Oakland Coliseum. My brother went, and I somehow just had better things to do or something else going on, and I said, no, I don't want to go. And years later, I really regret it.
Really regret it, okay. All right, here's our thoughts for the day. Friendship is like money. Easier made than kept.
Okay, that I agree with that. Okay.
And don't carry your mistakes around with you. Instead, place them under your feet and use them as stepping stones to rise above them. That's pretty good.
All right. It's not corny.
We kind of decided this week we're going to have the more serious pondering thoughts for the day.
Okay, that might be better. Might be better. I can't groan over those ones.
You can't groan. Yeah, that's true. I know. We always hear, for the audience who isn't that familiar with our show, of course, everyone is because they tune in every week. Sometimes you'll hear a,
oh yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We'll be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
So long.